And now for the conclusion.
Keith, you saved his life.
Yeah, man, you really did.
Oh, Keith, you okay, man?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Good, I'm going to go talk to Bookman about this elevator. If he doesn't do something about it, I'm going to tear the butt off that buffalo.
Amen.
Don't you know you could have gotten yourself killed backing up like that? You heard me calling you, didn't you, boy? Well, didn't you?
Yeah, but you were all yelling at the same time. I couldn't figure out what you were saying.
Figure out? You had to figure out what we were saying? Oh, my God.
Believe me, Mrs. Baker. It's his hearing. This child needs medical attention, and he needs it right now. Because the next time, I'd be too late.
All right. All right. But where do I take him to find out about these kind of things?
Don't you have a family doctor?
Yeah, the free clinic. But all they give you is birth control pills. And after six kids, it's a little late for that now.
Well, the public health service may be able to refer you to the right hospital.
Hey, wait a minute. Would somebody mind telling me what's going on here?
Look, baby, we're gonna go and get your hearing tested, okay?
What for?
Well, Mrs. Evans and I feel that you're not hearing as well as you ought to be.
Look, why don't we all just get out of this hallway before somebody comes along and spray paints us?
Yeah, that's right.
Get right into the room. Talk us out.
You can make that call here, Ms. Baker.
No, Mrs. Evans. I can't do that now. I mean, I would, but I got to get back to work tonight. And I work all day tomorrow. I'm a bartender. And if I ain't there to open and close up, I could lose my job.
Well, can't you get somebody else to do that, like the cocktail waitress?
I am the cocktail waitress.
Then what about the cashier?
That's me, too.
Bouncer?
Uh-huh. If anybody get out of line with the cocktail waitress or the cashier, I just yell bouncer, and then I bounce her.
Is there anything down there you don't do?
Uh-huh. Three things. Keep the profits, get time off, and a drink when I need one.
But what about Larry?
You can take me, Mrs. Evans.
Oh, no, Larry.
Oh, that's right, Ma. You're not working tomorrow.
But Thelma.
Hey, Ma, I think that's a great idea.
But Michael.
Come on.
She'll do it. She's wonderful.
But Penny.
Oh, that would be great. You see, then Mrs. Baker can go to work, and Larry will still be in the hands of a great, responsible adult.
A wonderful and generous, responsible adult.
Y'all are spreading it so thick. I just hope it's one of the cheaper spreads. Look, Larry, I think your mother should have something to say about this.
Oh, she doesn't mind.
Well, it would be an awful lot of help to me if you could, Mrs. Evans.
See, I told you.
Well, in that case, it's fine with me.
Oh, Mama, that's
you made the right choice.
Yeah,
Come on, honey.
It'll work.
Come on. We gotta be going. Come on. Oh, and Mrs. Evans, I'm sorry about the way I acted earlier. I've been so overworked, I guess I'd just about jump on anybody. But you've been a whole lot of help to us, and I just wish there was a way I could pay you back.
A layaway's always nice.
Penny!
Well, it's a thought that counts.
Thanks again, Mrs. Evans.
You're welcome. I'll see you tomorrow, Larry.
Right. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
See you later, Larry.
Bye-bye now.
Paging Dr. Woodcock, report to surgery. Dr. Woodcock, report to surgery. Paging Dr. Benson.
Hi.
Hi.
Been waiting long?
No, just for some tests.
For what?
Leprosy.
Oh.
What?
It's rare in Chicago, but when it spreads, it spreads.
Oh! What is wrong with you?
As soon as I get home, I'm telling the old lady on you, sucker. Hear that?
Well, Anna, huh? Larry's been in there an awful long time with that doctor. I'm really starting to get worried about
Flo, him. Flo, stop worrying. He's in good hands. This is the best hospital in town.
I know. I'm so glad you can get time off from your job to come down here with me.
Don't thank me, thank my boss. I told him today was a special day for black women all over America.
It is? Mm-hmm. What happened?
We all made it through yesterday.
Yeah, well, don't forget about what I did.
Okay, Bookman. Thank you for driving us down here.
How much does she owe you, Booger?
Nothing. After what almost happened to that boy yesterday, I figured it's the least I can do. You know, I tossed and turned all night.
I know. The whole building was shaking.
Please, y'all, I'm really worried about Larry.
No, don't worry. What could possibly go wrong?
Oh, Lord, I spoke too soon. Check out the dude that's coming in.
Say, mamas, my name is Lynette. And if you can't get it here, then there can't be that midnight. Now, I got some cough drops and potions and cups of hot tate. I'm not ear, nose, or throat, but I can fix your whole body. I got a hot water bottle. If you want it, you can take it. Or a whole set of bedpans, just in case you can't make it.
Dr. Woodcock.
My name is Flo. Now, I don't want to rush you, but I wish you'd go. Because not only are you nuts, but I'm beginning to see red. And if you don't get out of my face, I'm going upside your head.
I'll take my stuff to the Red Cross.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me, you're with the Baker boy?
Oh, that's right, Doctor.
I'm Dr. Casey.
Hey, like in Ben?
No, like in Harvey.
Oh.
Well, Doctor, how is he? Is it serious?
Well, we feel any time a person is subjected to a hearing loss, that's serious. And so much of it is preventable. When I see something like this happen to a sweet little kid like Larry, I tell you, I gotta stop and take my own blood pressure.
Is it that bad?
146 over 88. Of course, if I eliminate salt from my diet. Oh, you meant Larry. Well, I feel we should have been treating him long before this. Now, don't get alarmed. It's just that I can't help but feel concerned about my patient's welfare.
Dr. Casey, it's Mrs. Fletcher on the phone.
Tell her to go jump in the lake. Oh, that was just my mother-in-law.
Doctor, about Larry's loss of hearing, exactly what causes this? Is it some kind of disease?
Well, we can't be sure until all the tests come back, but right offhand, I'd say he's suffering from a moderate case of stapedial otosclerosis.
Oh, my God! Not that. No, it can't be that. That poor kid, and he's so young. Exactly. What is stupidial sclerosis?
Buckman.
Stapedial otosclerosis is a progressive softening of one of the bones in the middle ear. To put it quite simply, the worse it gets, the less he hears.
Hey, doctor, you know, I had an aunt one time.
Good for you.
Now, will you sit down and shut up, Butterball?
Now, getting back to Larry, if we do find otosclerosis, I'd suggest a stapedectomy just as soon as possible.
What's that?
Well, it's a simple operation. We just surgically remove the diseased bone, replace it with an artificial one. Of course, he's going to have to spend the night for observation, but if everything else checks out, he can go home the next day.
And that's all there is to it? Hmm? Doctor, if it is that simple, why don't
more people know about it?
Right.
I don't know. Kids need regular physical checkups. I mean, we can't help them until they come to us. And so many parents don't even recognize the problem until it's too late. Instead, they feel the child is slow or inattentive. Well, then, when can we schedule Larry for this operation, Mrs. Baker?
Oh, I'm not Mrs. Baker.
Mrs. Baker.
No, I'm single. And I'm fighting it every day.
Well, then, how about you? Are you the parent?
Hey, man, do I look like I've had babies?
No, but it won't be long now.
Doctor. Larry's mother is working, but I'll tell her, and she'll get in touch with you.
Good. And the sooner the better.
Yes, Doctor.
Oh, Larry. Hey, how's my boy?
Fine, Doctor.
Good, good, good. Well, all right, everybody. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Doctor.
Surely.
Dr. Casey, your mother-in-law called again. She says she threw her back out.
Threw her back out. Now, that's a start. If I can just figure out a way to throw the rest of her out. See you later.
Well, Larry, what did the doctor tell you?
Well, he said I might need an operation. Are you gonna bring me?
Oh, no, I think your mother will do that.
Well, then I'm not coming.
Oh, come on, Larry. It's nothing to be afraid of. It's a simple operation, and your mother will be so proud of you.
No, she won't. She doesn't even care.
Oh.
That's why when I finally do get out of here, I'm gonna run away from home and come live with you for the rest of my life.
What time is it?
4:15. That's the fifth time you've asked me what time it is, Flo. Now, listen, you had no choice. You had to tell Larry's mother what he said.
I know.
So what if she got a little upset and yelled and screamed and slammed the phone down in your ear? You have no reason to be nervous.
Nervous? Mm-hmm. What makes you think I'm nervous?
Well, darling, for the last 25 minutes, you've been spray waxing the furniture with Michael's deodorant.
I was doing. What's the matter? Don't you want our furniture to smell nice?
Nice try, baby. But listen, you're both mature adults, and mature adults can always get together and talk things over without getting angry.
Hey, Ms. Evans, I got a book here on boxing lessons that you can practice with before Mrs. Baker gets here. Now, I used to box, and the one thing I remember, the most important thing, is to keep your chin tucked in like this, you see? That's the way I used to be.
I know, I dig all that, but what do you do with the other two chins you got hanging out here? Where do you tuck those?
Huh?
Bookman, I don't want boxing lessons.
Okay, then, I got some other books you might like. Here's one on wrestling, fencing, kung fu. Oh, here's one, How to Cop a Plea in 5 Easy Lessons.
Bookman, I don't want any of those. We're just gonna talk, that's all.
Okay, 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 but just in case, I got a first aid kit tucked in my tool belt, and I got the police station's phone number in my wallet. And I'll personally be right outside just in case you need me.
I appreciate that, Bookman. And we're deeply impressed with your concern.
Okay. Hello there. Excuse me, I'm on my way to Jamaica.
Hey, Flo, you want me to stay?
No, you go help Bookman pack.
Don't be no fool, hon.
For the life you save might be your own. Won't you have a seat, Miss Baker?
No, thank you. I just came over to pick up my child. That is, if you already haven't filed for legal adoption.
Your son is in the back room playing with my neighbor's child. Miss Baker, When we talked over the phone, you didn't give me a chance to explain. I didn't influence Larry to say any of that.
Well, what else would make him say a thing like that? I mean, do you have any idea how that makes me feel, Mrs. Evans? Working all of my life, sacrificing, just so as my kids would have a decent change of clothes to wear. And then to have a child come back and say that I don't care? Now you tell me, just how am I supposed to feel?
I don't know what made Larry say any of that. Look, maybe if we can just work together...
Mrs. Evans! How many of my kids do you want? Maybe I'll just take out my wallet and let you browse through the pictures.
Look, Miss Baker, Larry is under the impression that he is mistreated. Now, if you don't want to discuss it with me, I suggest you get yourself a good child psychiatrist.
Now, just a minute. I don't need no psychologist telling me that I'm an unfit mother and then trying to charge me an arm and a leg for the privilege. I'm already putting myself in debt for this operation Larry got to have. And I will do it gladly, Mrs. Evans, because I do care. Now, I don't care what you say, and I don't care what Larry say, and I don't care what no damn psychologist say. I do the very best that I can for all of my kids. The very best that I can.
Will you get out of here?
But Miss Ellis, she...
Out!
That's all I need.
Revenge of the Brown Panther. Larry. Larry, will you come out here a minute, please?
Yes, Mrs. Evans?
Your mother's here.
Okay.
Larry, she is very upset about what you said at the hospital.
You told her?
Yes, I did.
Oh, well, I don't care. It's true.
Larry, what makes you think your mother doesn't care?
Oh, she just doesn't, that's all.
Well, there must be some reason for you to think that.
Well, she didn't know I had a hearing problem, and you had to tell her. Now, if she really cared, she would have found out a long time ago.
Why didn't you tell her about your hearing problem?
Well, because I didn't know.
Ah. And how'd you expect her to know?
Well, because she's my mother. She's supposed to know. But all she cares about is working all the time.
Oh, honey, your mother works because she loves you.
Nah, she works because she wants to.
I'm not sure about that.
Well, then, if she really loved me, then how come she never told me?
I never told you, but you figured it out, didn't you?
Well, how come you knew I had trouble hearing and she didn't?
Well, Larry, it's not that she didn't love you. It's just that it came on so gradual that she simply got used to it. It's a case of not seeing the forest for the trees.
But you saw it.
Well, there ain't many trees around here. Why, she's loved you all along. You didn't see it, but I did. It was in her eyes when you almost fell down that elevator shaft. It was in her voice when I spoke to her over the phone. And it's written all over her face right now.
I'm sorry, baby. I'm so sorry.
Huh. Now, let's see dear Abby top that. Oh, JJ, I'm so sorry you didn't get the job. Look, you stay right there at the bus station, and we'll pick you up. Okay, I'll see you in a minute. Larry, Mrs. Baker, come on in.
Thank you.
How are you?
Oh, just fine. Listen, we just came by to bring you a little present for all of your help.
Oh, you didn't have to do that.
Oh, yes, we did. And Larry insisted. Okay, Larry?
Okay. Now ask me something.
All right. If two is company and three is a crowd, what is four and five?
Nine. Ta-da!
Oh, that's the best present I ever had.